from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me today for an exit interview is Sri Sundaram, the outgoing dean of the Kate Tiedemann College of Business at USF, moving on to Cal State Fullerton. First of all, congratulations. That's an amazing, amazing role to grab.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, you've been in the middle of many, many big initiatives here. Obviously with the business school, Grow Smarter, the Chamber, Bishop Center for Ethics, and a lot of other these programs that are rolled up under you at USF, the consolidation. When you look back on your last couple of years, what jumps out at you as the things that took the most of your thinking and resources, and what stands out?
Yeah. George, that's a great question. What I'm going to do is probably separate it between what we have done accomplished at the university and then, between the community side of it. At the university, I can't believe this is 5 years. I came in 2016 July, and this building was still, Lynn Pippinger Hall, still being built, and we didn't have a home. So the first thing for us was just moving into a building of our own, a brand new building that we could call home was a big deal. What that allowed us to do was really to showcase the college, the Kate Tiedemann College of Business, but also really for me, allowed us to open up the building to our partners here in community. And that really set the stage for a great partnership between us and business partners, community partners. The second thing for me that was important was to create a clear vision for the college and understanding our community, our students. What we realized is that we cater slightly to more of the non-traditional students, more transfer students coming in, but also a good cohort of freshmen, So with that said, we knew we had to make sure we have classes that are going to be, the evenings online along with the day classes to cater to this group of students. So we were able to do that, innovate some new programs, have a nationally ranked online MBA program here. We also then did some what I call as impactful research. We do the traditional research that we publish in our journals, but we also did work with, CASA, for example. Our faculty worked with them to estimate the economic cost of domestic abuse. Now that's, useful information, impactful information for the society. And the last one is really what I call as intentional community engagement, which comes from the bent of mind that philosophically, if you're a state university, regional comprehensive university, we have to participate in the economic development of the region, and especially so if you're a business school. So that's where my involvement with the chamber, with the city, and in other initiatives really came from, that to say that as a dean, I have to lead that effort to be part of that. So that was, I think we accomplished a lot, and we can touch individually later. On the city side of it and the community side of it, I felt like, this is one of those communities that welcomed a true partner. They said, hey, if you're committed to the betterment of St. Pete, we welcome you and we'll support you. And I'm very appreciative of that. And so my involvement with the chamber came about, and Grow Smarter was one of the first ones I was able to take leadership on and really helped me understand not only the history of St. Pete, but also the importance of bringing everyone in the community together. And that's where the equitable economic development commitment came about. So I think it was really helpful. And then now to the chamber leadership to lead the chamber's board. So again, it's been wonderful 5 years. But a lot of work still to be done.
And speaking of that work still to be done, when you look at an institution like Cal State, amazing legacy of deep research partnerships with local companies and is that something you think that is that a direction that obviously we're starting to walk in, but where do you think we have space to grow as far as USF St. Pete working more closely on a research side with our local corporations?
Absolutely, Joe. I think now that the consolidation, this thing, it's really have come to a full closure, starting with 2018, we knew we were consolidating but 2020 officially when we completed it, and now we are really looking at us as one USF. The benefits of that is going to be now, for example, if you are to focus on, marine science and ocean, and life sciences, the ability to bring programs from, expertise from Tampa just leverage the assets we already have in CMPD to create something for the community is going to be critical. And I think we have an opportunity to do that. So I know, you know, USF is planning to bring the Office of Sustainability down here and also have some vision about what that broader college could be that brings in all of the, you know, the marine science and the Patel College of Sustainability, et cetera, and make St. Pete well known for, you know, the sustainability. And I think that's one of the opportunities we have. The same thing on the life sciences. We have hospital systems here that needs the nursing program to grow here and the health-related programs to grow here also.
And when you think of St. Pete as a brand, you know, I'll frame this question as when you're in California and people ask you about St. Pete, you know, you're obviously very close to the marine sciences, which are a big, you know, maybe not as heralded as they should be, asset that we have in the community. We have our museums. That's one place we clearly shine, more museums per capita than most anybody. We have an amazing community spirit. I think that our you know, almost gentle connectedness is a big part of our culture and our brand here. So, you know, if someone in California is asking you what's St. Pete all about, which factors jump out at you as the brand leaders?
You know, great question. Let me give the umbrella answer, and then I'll give you the umbrella answer. I feel is that, you know, we have emerged from a retirement community to really an economic a center with the development that's had, you know, around the business, whether it's financial services, one of the areas that I think has really grown and aggregated here. If you look at the second aspect, is insurance industry starting to grow significantly. Third one is really the marine science and really kind of a building around that. I think, and data analytics and the technology is going to be the other emerging area for us here. So those are all areas bringing in young folks. And I think that a lot of people outside of St. Pete may think that we're still that retirement community, but as soon as they come here, they see the vibrancy of the community. And I think that's what's the brand for us, is that we have emerged fully from the defined, you know, retirement community to really become an economic power in the Tampa Bay area. And you can feel the vibrancy. And I think that's where, whether you go to Beach Street or Central Avenue or any part, you're starting to see all of those. And I think the brand is really the sectors that we identified, you know, through the Grow Smarter plan. I think those are great sectors and they're going to continue to grow.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's no coincidence that the sectors that we're focused on were some of the ones that you mentioned ultimately as being some of our strongest wins. So, you know, consolidation, you know, at this point is inevitable. It's done. It's happening. You know, so going back on the good and the bad of it, you know, obviously an emotional topic. Was there anything that surprised you? You know, and I'll leave that open to positive or negative about consolidation as, you know, as it's sort of hitting its stride now. What has surprised you that's emerged from the process?
You know, again, a great question, Joe. Is that I think for me, you know, when I came in 2016 and when 2018 this consolidation came, I think it was a surprise that I had not anticipated it, and I think that was a surprise that caught us a little flat-footed. But once we were able to digest that and say, okay, you know, this is a legislative mandate, we have to move forward. Really, the business colleges took that leadership and said, okay, now we got to think like a business and say, how can we best put a plan forward that we think is the best way to move forward rather than allowing somebody else to tell us? And that was really the mindset that, you know, Moaz, Dean Lamayam from Muma College of Business, myself, and at that time, Jim from Sarasota, really said, let's come together. And it was more important for actually the Muma College of Business and the Katina College of Business, because we had two named colleges with strong donors, strong communities that needs to be addressed also. But I think what emerged was we really came up with a truly integrated plan. We layered it to say academic leadership can come from anywhere in this in these three areas, communities, but they will be responsible for the programs across the three campuses. So that allowing that leadership to happen across the three campuses was an integral part of sending the message that we are truly integrated. The second one was we had campus deans established that was very focused on supporting the faculty and staff in each of those, you know, campuses in the communities. So that kind of a model really helped us with the providing a foundation that was solid. And a lot of credit also goes to Dean Lomayam for his leadership, in the sense of he really committed to saying, listen, what happened in the past, we can't change. But what we're going to do going forward is to make sure that we listen and we do everything in a consistent and a transparent basis. That really helped us establish the trust. It's not what we say, but what we do really helped us. So I think for us in the college of business, that really helped us with navigating with our donors, the community members, and our own faculty, staff, and students. So I think that was one of the things that I'm very proud of, is being part of that, helping that establish here for St. Pete. So the foundation is very good here. Today, we are the Kate Tiedemann School of Business and Finance. You know, Kate, Ellen, and Lynn are in our key benefactors. I fully understand where we came from. We are the home for the finance program across three campuses. So we have an anchor program that we're going to be known for. And the last part of it is that as a campus dean, I was able to commit to the community and represent the university in the community well. So along with Martin and other leadership.
And as we look into the transition into someone else shepherding the work at the school, what's the project you're working on now that you wish you had, if there's one thing you wish you had that extra year on to continue, or that you'll look forward to seeing how the next person carries it?
So it is actually three things I'm going to list. Typically any project, in my experience, I give myself a 3-year runway to fully execute it. Really, when I took on the finance program, and I looked at it and said, hey, we have some great assets and faculty, staff, and students, but we had creating a vision for it and saying, how can we make this a nationally? We already started putting some things in place. Our master's program, I'm getting some very clear identity on who we're going to be. We will have a professional program and a cohort program. Undergraduate, again, thinking about what the clarity of vision, the concentrations, et cetera. That's the one that I feel like if I had 2 more years, I could have really helped, position it well. Secondly, really looking at what we have done in the community side of it, the project that we really are working on right now is a FinTech Accelerator, working closely with, JP and the EDC and other partners, is really looking to see how can we bring a FinTech Accelerator to St. Pete. That can help us with, one, the fact that we're home to the finance program. I think that's going to be important, but also for us community, given where we are, are growing tremendously, I think that would set us really well in bringing some young talent and also looking at what the future is. And the last one is really, as you mentioned, I taken over the Bishop Center Practical Leadership a couple of years ago, really helped build a vision around it and brought some of the programs we're already doing, like the Women on Leadership Initiative, but also our Leap Forward 1-year training program for high potential women, but now with the Business for Good internship, all of that is starting to come together. So those are the three things I wish I had another year or so to really make it grow.
Some great stuff in there. And obviously not an easy decision. Can you talk a little bit about what's made the Cal State job a can't say no opportunity?
Yeah, that's, Jim, that was probably one of the toughest decisions. It was purely from a professional standpoint. Here I had the opportunity to continue to grow the finance program and work with a community that's been a great partner. With Cal State Fullerton's College of Business, that is the largest business school in California with 9,000 students and about the third largest in the country. And they have about 13 centers of excellence along with the academic programs. So the ability, again, for me to be able to provide a vision and continue to grow that program at that scale, it's an opportunity and a challenge. It was hard for me to refuse as a leader. So, with the greatest, with all the way you make these decisions with the mixed emotions. I just said this is an opportunity at this time in my career. I don't want to regret a couple of years down the road. So, made the decision to accept that.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you very much for all you've done. And you could have just stayed up in that beautiful office in Ivory Tower, but you didn't. You got out onto the streets with Grow Smarter, with the Chamber, and pushed out into other areas of the university. And, you know, that passion is certainly what the folks at Cal State saw, and we've enjoyed it, and wish you the best of luck on the next leg of your journey.
Well, Joe, thank you. And I wanted to say a personal thanks to you and the Catalyst, because when you created the vision, you know, I was not, you know, I was waiting to see what that is and what you have created as a platform with Catalyst and really impacted this community with the work that you're doing there. I'm grateful for it, because I think people like you and the partners that we have in the community, that's what, you know, you talked to ask me about the question about the brand. I think you're a perfect symbol of what St. Pete is. And so thank you for everything you do for St. Pete and the community here.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
From stpetecatalyst.com.